So tell us first, what sort of data sets does FCC generate?
So we have quite a few. In specific, the most recent large data set we've been collecting is in conjunction with the National Telecommunications Information Administration, and that's the State Broadband Initiative data on broadband availability nationwide. This is millions of records at the U.S. Census block level of individual providers, what kinds of broadband service they provide, what's available at those locations, and the speeds they're available at. We also have large data on spectrum allocation, who holds what kinds of licenses for broadcasting. And in the past year, we've done a large project on collecting big data on broadband speeds at individual residents.
Hey, I have one of those modems.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on Ask Sam report.
Yeah.
My data is in your database.
It is indeed, yeah.
All right. So, well, tell us what you do and what the chief data officer does at FCC.
Sure. My role is the geographic information officer, and so I help coordinate and collaborate across all bureaus to look at data assets, and in particular, aggregate those assets to geography so we can take things like the modem application you're involved in and aggregate it to certain geographies that help us illustrate patterns in the data. So is there a particular place or region that has a particular pattern? And what that really helps us do is investigate policy scenarios around where we're going, what we need to investigate in terms of our direction or regulation or what have you, and present that data in really digestible, consumable formats by anyone. And good examples are what we've recently published on fcc.gov/maps.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you make that, what you just touched about, how you make that easy for people to use?
Yeah. So it goes through, we use a whole bunch of large databases. We've been most recently using a lot of open source software, in particular PostGIS or Postgres. These are databases that store not only big columns of data, but for every row of those data sources has a geography element. So we actually have the boundaries of the physical geography that it might be associated with. And we can aggregate that and put it into formats that are really, really fast and digestible on the web. This new technology is often called tiles or map tiles. They're images similar to what Google Maps and other products do, but it makes the ability to consume that really, really fast. That is, within a second. And so the maps on fcc.gov/maps are very, very fast maps. There's no delay in how they're displayed. Users can pan and zoom around, and oftentimes zoom very far in to community level and see highly detailed information.
We're speaking with Michael Byrne, Geographic Information Officer and a principal with the Federal Communication Commission's Data Innovation Initiative. And when you put out this data, who do you envision is looking at it? Is there certain constituencies or industries or maybe individuals that you think are most interested?
Yeah, that's a great question. We actually try and submit parallel paths for consumption. And it's a really great way of thinking about who's going to consume our data. So our normal business process is often, releasing an FCC order or a public notice or some sort of guidelines about a future action that the commission is going to formally take. And often those are very thick documents really geared towards the technical representatives in the field that really understand our actions. So what we want to do is, in association with those documents, release data that can be consumed by other consumers. So in the notion of fcc.gov/maps, this makes it really digestible and readable for just about anyone, given the very complex descriptions in the formal orders or public notices and the like.
So, for example, this is maybe an extreme example, but suppose someone was choosing a place to live or a business wanted to locate somewhere. Could they look at this, and if broadband speed and availability is a consideration, they could check that out? Some people care about school scores. Some people may care about broadband.
Yeah, exactly. And what I meant by the parallel path is the broadband map, broadbandmap.gov, we did in conjunction with the NTIA. It's actually their statutory authority. And the homepage of that application allows a user to type in an address and returns to them in the web environment, who provides service in the census block that address is in, what kind of service they provide, the speed of that service. At the same time, we're providing something called application programming interfaces, or APIs, that will deliver that same data the value of doing that in parallel is that programmers, developers in other entities can consume that data directly through that API. So we're parallel providing the opportunity for someone to interact with the website and providing opportunities for developers to consume that same data but do it in their own fashion. And what that's done in terms of what we see as usage is we see about 3-to-1, a ratio of about 3-to-1 being consumed through our APIs versus the web page, which means there's a whole bunch of developers out there publishing applications off of our data, and we're maximizing consumption of that data.
So how many users are going to your website and using this or downloading mobile apps?
Well, we recently just published the National Broadband Map as a mobile application. So this is not a an application that you download. It's actually mobile-friendly. So if I have my BlackBerry or my smartphone or something like that, it redirects to the mobile domain, and it makes the information much more friendly in the very small real estate that's mobile. In that application, we just turned on about 3 weeks ago, and quite honestly, I don't have the statistics on how many hits we've seen on the mobile side. But on the full application, we've seen approximately 10 million API calls since September. So we're seeing lots of use of the broadband data.
And very quickly, what's your advice for other federal agencies that want to make the best use of the data they generate?
So I would say two things in particular. Ensure that you're looking at a parallel process for hitting multiple consumers, and be very agile in your development, making sure that you can switch at a particular change in the market, like being open to open source technologies.